This program is sponsored by Wicked Chronic in Natick, Massachusetts. Located at 185 Worcester Street, right on Route 9, they can be reached at 508-545-8105 or at wickedchronicvendorcommerce.com. Wicked Chronic is a boutique-style retail shop that focuses on selling counterculture products such as Wiccan cannabis cultures coming together in a unique setting. You need something for that special spell? Go on down to Wicked Chronic in Natick, Massachusetts and speak to Beverly. Tell them Dr. Chris sent you. Check them out today.
In the shadows you can hear the sounds, the rumble of a 100 hellhounds, cries of the banshee, terror of the wendigo. You often can't see if there's just nowhere to go. It's the creature.
Whoa.
It's the creature.
Whoa.
Welcome to the Supernatural Creatures and Lore podcast, a podcast dedicated to all the monsters, mythology, and creatures, history, religion, and other things that go bump in the night connected to the TV series Supernatural. I am your host, Dr. Chris.
And I'm Mel Heflin, his co-host.
In tonight's episode, we are talking about Croatoan, which is a rather unique episode connected to one of the most famous unsolved mysteries of our time. And Mel Heflin has the episode synopsis for us.
I sure do. Dean is aiming a gun at a young man who is tied up in a chair. The man is yelling, "It's not in me." But Dean doesn't seem to believe him. He asks the doctor about his blood, but she replies that she can't tell. The man is pleading with Dean, but in the end, he pulls the trigger.
That's not an episode synopsis. What is that on IMDb?
Yeah, it says synopsis, and it keeps going. But that's just a...
All right, we got to find a different episode synopsis. That's not an episode synopsis. That's.
I'm going to go with one of the written summaries by other people.
If it's quick, yes.
Okay.
All right, just hold on a second. I'm not going to stop the recording. I'm just going to pause this so I can know where to cut it.
Another one of Sam's visions in which Dean kills a man by the name of Dwayne Tanner sends the Winchesters to River Grove, a near ghost town facing mass demonic possession. Sam and Dean begin to believe that the demons are trying to destroy the town from the inside out when the remaining town folk try to kill them.
This episode has a unsolved mystery that has been used many, many different times. In fact, I think they just did an entire season of American Horror Story dedicated to it, correct?
It was horrible.
It was? Okay, I'm glad I didn't watch it then. Honestly, I haven't watched American Horror Story in like the last 3 years because everyone's told me so many mixed things, most of them negative, but somehow the show stays on the air, so I guess...
I liked every season except for Roanoke, and I live so close to Roanoke, and I've been to Roanoke so many times, and I've just never made the connection until actually just a few minutes ago when I was thinking, hey, I live close to there.
So you've been to Roanoke. Is this famous tree there?
You know, I was just thinking, like, I should probably go and see if there's, like, some sort of a landmark. Mm-hmm. But it's just like a, just a town. You would never think anything special about the town.
But the mystery is the entire town up and vanished when the colony leader left to go back to Europe for supplies, right?
Yeah, I forget the guy's name, like John Smith or whoever traveled across the ocean to go get more stuff. Because their crops weren't doing well or something, so they were trying to... He was trying to get stuff for them to last the winter or something, and he was gone for, like, 3 months, and, like, everything was gone. Everyone was gone. Just C-R-O, and on another tree, Croatoan was carved into the trees. There's two different trees.
The Englishman's name was John White in 1587. White. He led more than 100 men, women, and children to the first attempt to found a permanent English colony in the New World. The group settled in Roanoke Island, one of the chain of barrier islands now known as the Outer Banks off the coast of North Carolina. Later that year, White headed back to England to bring more supplies, but England's naval war with Spain would delay his return for nearly 3 years. When he finally arrived on Roanoke Island in 1590, White found the colony abandoned and looted with no trace of the settlers. Only two clues remained. The word Croatoan had been carved on a post and the letters C-R-O scratched into a tree trunk. Now two separate teams of archaeologists have believed they have found some information, and this is on the History Channel's website. I remember there was a documentary a couple of years ago on the History Channel saying they believe they have found skeletal remains buried somewhere which could be connected to the Roanoke colony. The problem is that
I never heard about this.
They could have been from anything, but yeah, this is a History Channel story from like 3 years ago. I've heard so many different things, like that they were assimilated into a Native American tribe, but not by choice.
Right.
And it could have been by force, but that's blaming the Native Americans for being, like, you know, savages and all these things that we kind of betray the Native Americans as in media. However, I wasn't there, you weren't there, you know, there's not exactly any evidence to support or deny this fact, and I'm not going to point the finger towards Native Americans saying that they were acting like savages, but there's also belief that they could have been hurled up towards something, you know, away from, like, where the bad winters were, because the guy was gone for 3 years, you know?
Yeah, I always thought it was 3 months. I forget that things used to take way longer back then, like, for real snail mail. Delivered by actual snails.
Now, the one thing I've never understood is why nobody, like, wrote a journal down, or no journals have been found of, like, okay, so this is what happened after Mr. White left.
I think everybody just assumed that nobody was going to end up lasting the winter.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody thought that winter came, you died, I guess. If you talk to local history teachers around here, every single history teacher has their own specific opinion on what happened to the Lost Colony. Like, there's everybody here has their own ideas. So it's so fascinating to me to see that the History Channel, history.com, does have new things about what had happened just 3 years ago. It was always said in multiple times throughout school around here that they always thought that CRO and Croatoan, they were trying to talk about the local tribes. But that doesn't say anything.
What, did we ever find out what CRO was connected to in any way? Or do you think it was just someone else trying to write Croatoan?
They were trying to scratch Croatoan into the tree really quickly, I think.
Now, there's a virus that comes up in a later episode of Supernatural, right? It's actually connected to the apocalypse and Sam becoming Lucifer.
Yes, that one is a very exciting episode. I really like Castiel in that episode. He's so funny.
Isn't he like a sex guru or something?
Yes, he's like I forget what they call him.
He's some type of like life guru. He's no longer an angel, right?
And he just has sex with everyone and does drugs, and he's just so funny.
What's the modern-day definition of Croatoan?
You know, I don't really have a clue. I'm still trying to specifically find... Croatoan was the name of the nearby island, Hatteras Island, where the local Native Americans lived. It turns out that I thought that the houses and buildings were still there, but everything was completely 100% gone when John White got back.
What was some of the things that the TV series American Horror Story did differently than Supernatural in covering this?
Oh my gosh, it was just so bad. So there was like a reality TV show element about the actors.
I remember that, yeah.
And like the actors and the people that they were playing were all getting together, and the ghosts of the colony were, like, trying to kill them, and it was, like, multiple ghosts from different time periods around that house, but there was also, like, local cannibals. Sometimes they just have too many different things going on. Except for it being called American Horror Story Roanoke, I would have never associated it with Roanoke.
Hmm. You'll definitely have to take a trip back to that island and let us know what you find. I would probably wait until you're no longer pregnant to not endanger your baby, just in case there's some supernatural mumbo-jumbo going on and you don't give birth to the Antichrist.
You know, two nights ago I had that dream.
That you gave birth to the Antichrist?
I really did. It's funny you should even mention that. Two nights ago, I dreamed that I was in labor and delivery, now, and the room became the center of a volcano, and then from my underskirt, I hear, "Mwah!" And I'm like, oh, great. That's exactly what I need.
Now, the time that we're recording this, this is still late March, but we'll be airing this in April. Do you, you'll still be pregnant in April, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay, so we're not talking that.
I feel like it's already been 3 years, and it's going to be like another six.
Croatoan has showed up in other forms of, history. Supposedly, Edgar Allan Poe said it on his deathbed.
Yes, I actually...
And it was also scribbled into the Journal of Amelia Earhart.
That too. Black Bart, the infamous 19th century stagecoach robber, supposedly scratched the word into his jail cell walls. And he just vanished after his 1888 release from incarceration.
Horror author Ambrosia Bierce carved it into the post of the last bed that she slept in. He slept in.
So creepy. Like, all of these people that just, like, disappeared. And do you know the story that supposedly happened to Edgar Allan Poe?
Nothing to do with, like, in the way that he fought crime to catch a serial killer, like in that movie, right?
I don't believe so, no. No, I currently live around Baltimore, and the word is that he was abducted around voting time. He was gotten drunk, and then they used to get people drunk and drive them like a van full, or the late day equivalent to a van, from voting booth to voting booth to voting booth to voting booth, town to town to town or town to town, and force them to vote for the people, since the people that they were hired by, because they couldn't have dead people voting.
Okay.
So that's like the day that he disappeared.
So they believe he was voting, and that's where he disappeared to?
Supposedly he was abducted and forced to get drunk and then vote whatever candidate they were forcing him to.
Oh, okay. I got lost there for a second. I was like, what?
It's a very, very complicated, silly sounding theory, but it makes a lot of sense with the things they used to do back then.
But if this Journal of Amelia Earhart is believed to be true, why would Amelia Earhart have written that into her journal? Maybe, do you think...
Why would any of these people? It's really creepy.
Because, Mel, the reason why... The reason why Croatoan was written on the tree, and the reason why Amelia Earhart had said it, and the reason why Edgar Allan Poe said it, is because they were all subject to alien abduction. And we, of course, the Croatoan aliens returned Edgar Allan Poe to us, but they never returned Amelia Earhart and the missing Roanoke Colony citizens. It's the only explanation that makes any sense to where all these people disappeared.
They really is the only explanation.
I mean, think about it. What else could it be? Demonic possession? Maybe something supernaturalist? No, it had to have been aliens had abducted Amelia Earhart, Edgar Allan Poe, the Croatoan people. Hey, let's throw Agatha Christie in there too, because she disappeared for 11 days, according to...
And Black Bart.
And Black Bart. But according to Doctor Who, it's because she found out her husband was having an affair and she had a mental breakdown and snapped and wandered the countryside for a little while she recovered from finding out her husband had an affair.
That was the only thing that makes sense.
That was on Doctor Who, but let's go back to Krotoa. Let's go back to the X-Files. No, sorry, let's go back to Supernatural, which is the show we actually cover. We got the X-Files, Supernatural, and Doctor Who all into this conversation. But seriously, it's the only explanation that makes any sense from people that have tried to explain why all these different people have written down Croatoan, but nobody knows what Croatoan means. Croatoan colony, Croatoan tribe, Croatoan island. Croatoan doesn't show up in anything for a piece of a land anywhere in the world, does it, Mel?
No. Actually, the island is Hatteras Island, but I don't understand why it was called Croatoan at the time. I don't think anybody really knows that. It's just like it's just an educated guess.
Yes, an educated guess. It's going to remain one of the greatest mysteries of all time. In the episode of The Supernatural that we happen to be talking about, is there anything in particular that like triggers this demonic virus in some way?
They have the theory of the Croatoan name in Supernatural being Deaver or Risha, and Deaver is actually Diva, D-E-E-V-A, rather than Deaver. And it's a Hebrew lore demon. Risha, I can't find anything specific about because there's like 300 different spellings for that specific name. I'm sure it's probably also a Hebrew lore demon. I couldn't find much about either of them that's like not written by fellow Supernatural fans. Not that I don't respect them, but I'm just trying to dig a little deeper than that. So Deaver is the demon of plague and pestilence. And while that makes sense in the Supernatural world, that doesn't so much make sense to the history of the Lost Colony, because those people just disappeared. They gone.
Yeah.
No bones, no nothing. If it was plague and pestilence, people would have died. People would have been found in their beds as bones. People would have been buried. There was nothing.
Yeah,
there weren't even houses or buildings.
On the episode, they talk about it as like biological warfare. In the episode that we happen to be talking about, why everyone seems to be going crazy. But again, where are the bodies? That's always been the second biggest mystery is that, okay, so if everyone died, where are the bodies? And in three
right.
years, are you telling me that everyone would have died? In 3 years?
Right.
Not one survived? Not even a small handful? You know,
how
not
many
even,
were
like,
estimated to have been there? It was between 100 and 150. The people just don't disappear. Not 100 of them.
No, I mean, especially if anyone was really healthy. You know what I mean? People were like in their teens, 20s, and 30s, which at the time was kind of like healthy. I understand if it was like elderly people or newborn.
I don't think people lived past 30 back then.
Oh, you never know. I mean, how old was John White?
That's a great question.
I couldn't
I'd
find
ask him if I could.
Well, you gotta build that time machine, Mel. Go back in time and let me know. I couldn't find
here,
anything.
Here it is, the count. 89 men, 17 women, and
okay.
11 children.
Okay. Which could have been like 12 children, considering that John White's daughter had a baby.
Yes.
So,
a 3-year-old grandchild named Virginia. They were huge fans of naming their kids after the state or the colony.
But there's no indication to know how old John White was at the time. I couldn't find anything about it.
Mm-mm.
Or what did John White do afterwards?
I can't imagine that he would have stayed. He probably turned around and left.
He died in 1593. Born in 1540. So he would have been 53 years old.
So that was 3 years after he came back to discover nothing at the Lost Colony.
He probably died of a broken heart.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was between the ages of 52 or 53, possibly, when he died. He most likely died, they said, of just, like, malnourishment. He probably didn't take care of himself afterwards.
No, I wouldn't imagine he would alone. Okay, so it goes a little deeper than that, actually, because when he left, it was agreed by the colony that they would if they had to leave in a hurry, they would leave a sign that there was danger right before they flee. It would have been a cross, not the words C-R-O or Croatoan. It would have been a cross.
Yeah, and I mean, they apparently had made friends with the local Native American tribe that lived there.
Yeah, they were trade friendly.
Yes, which is always good. It's a good way of establishing good relations and to, you know, other kind of good relations that happen in the bedroom. Okay, you gotta start repopulating somehow, and eventually, you know what I mean, you're all kind of related to each other. You start looking to the local tribes being like, yo, what's up?
Right.
Do you wanna help recreate the rest of the planet? Sure, okay, let's hook our sons up with your daughters and so on and so forth. That's how we recreate the population.
Right.
I mean, that's kind of what they did. Yeah, sometimes I understand that it wasn't done consensually, and the white man coming to the Native American land has not always been very prosperous, but in John White's case, it sounded like it was a very good relationship. Now, did John go to the local Indian tribe and say, hey, what happened?
I'm sure that was probably a huge possibility, but I'm sure there was a language barrier.
Oh, I mean, I'm sure they'd figure out how to communicate some way in order to establish trade, so we would just use that form of communication.
I don't imagine it would be too developed, though.
But
I'm not sure.
According to everything I could find, there's just nothing really known about what happened after he found out that the whole colony had been, wiped out. It doesn't say very much. It just says that he would eventually die in possibly Ireland.
These people need to keep journals.
Mm.
All of them.
Yeah, I think we're just too well established these days for anything to be completely wiped out off the face of the earth.
So I do want to mention the funniest part of this episode. I had to write it down because it was just so good. I forget the guy's name. One of the first people that Sam and Dean meet in town, he sees them later when he mentions that some altercation happened with his neighbor, Mr. Rogers, and Dean says, you have a neighbor named Mr. Rogers.
Oh, yeah.
It was so funny.
That is
so good.
That's funny, also considering that this week the Mr. Rogers documentary trailer for the documentary about Mr. Rogers just came out.
Fabulous.
And a lot of people have been really excited about it because it's one of these stories of a great man that you can't find anything wrong with. You know what I mean? Mr. Rogers was not plagued with like drugs and alcohol and whores and also, you know, and cheating, you know, on his wife or whatever. You know what I mean? There's no bad story about Mr. Rogers other than just the struggle to get the show going and stuff.
I did hear a thing, but I'm like 99% sure this is like just a thing, just because there's nothing else about him. It was said that he wore sweaters to cover his Marine tattoos. I don't think that's true, but I did also hear
he was a Marine.
All of the sweaters that he wore were apparently from his mom, and it was like saying hello to his mom from the show. That's something I would do. It's so sweet.
Oh, that's so adorable. And of course, there's the announcement of the Mr. Rogers movie coming out starring Tom Hanks as Mr. Rogers.
Oh, I think he's going to do it justice.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. But that's a whole other podcast. I would be remiss if there wasn't a podcast about Mr. Rogers. Could you imagine going back and watching every episode of Mr. Rogers and talking about it on a podcast?
Oh my gosh.
It's just as crazy as watching every episode of Supernatural and talking about it.
I continually watch Supernatural, like, front to back.
We will eventually get out of season two.
I watch every episode once a year at least. I'm that crazy person.
Really? Even the episodes up to, you know, what you're currently up to? Season 12?
I'm not up to the current season, but I'm still continually. I must have seen season one 20 times.
Gotcha. Well, that's pretty much all we have tonight for this episode of Supernatural Creatures and Lore, talking about Croatoan. You can find more information all over the internet. There isn't not a lot of information out there because you don't...
You can try to find information.
Yeah, we don't know what happened. It's an unsolved mystery. So there's the history behind it. It doesn't warrant like a 2-hour movie, maybe, unless they want to come up with their own speculation about what happened to the colony, which would be interesting if Hollywood ever did that one day. But again, as far as I'm aware, there is no Hollywood blockbuster film about, you know, about the lost colony. But maybe that's, you know, something to be made one day.
I feel like nobody can agree for long enough what they think happened.
They would
to
have
make a
to,
movie.
Yeah, they would have to come up with the most plausible thing possible and not just like, that's, oh, it was aliens.
That's why American Horror Story has like a dozen different things going on in that series. It's just none of it makes sense. But I want to hear our fans' theories as to what they think happened to the Lost Colony.
Well, when we post this episode on our website, Mel Heflin can post that question to the group in April. Again, as we're recording this in March, this episode will air in April, so we're a little bit ahead of the schedule, and then we'll be back in May for the next episode of Supernatural Creatures and Lore, covering imaginary creatures. So stay tuned for that. I am your host, Dr. Chris, and you can find me on the Radio Horror Facebook page, as well as on the my own Twitter at ChrisDSAV.
And I'm all over the internet as well. Search Mel Heflin, M-E-L-H-E-F-L-I-N.
And for this episode, by the way, there has been no movie Mel Heflin has been in connected to Croatoan.
Nope.
So maybe in the next episode, Mel will have an imaginary friend that she hung out with on a movie set.
I'm down.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, guys.